The phrase, want more? Start giving more. Sounds counterintuitive in a culture that equates success with accumulation. From an early age, we are taught to save, invest, and build assets in order to secure personal wealth and stability. This advice is not wrong. Accumulating assets provides safety, options, and independence. However, when accumulation becomes the sole objective, something essential is lost. Wealth does not exist in a vacuum. Societies and economies are living, breathing systems, and they function best when resources flow, not when they stagnate. Giving is often misunderstood as a moral gesture that competes with personal progress. In reality, it can be a catalyst for it. When resources are allocated thoughtfully, whether through mentorship, philanthropy, fair wages, or community investment, they strengthen the very systems that make long-term wealth possible. Businesses need healthy consumers. Markets need trust. Communities need education, stability, and opportunity. When individuals contribute to these foundations, they are not just helping others. They are reinforcing the ecosystem that supports everyone. At the personal level, giving reshapes mindset. It shifts focus from scarcity to abundance. Instead of constantly asking, "How do I get more?" the question becomes, "How can I add value?" This change has practical consequences. People who give time, knowledge, or capital often build stronger networks, earn deeper trust, and develop a clearer sense of purpose. These intangible assets, reputation, relationships, and meaning, frequently translate into tangible opportunities. In this sense, giving is not a detour from success. It is often a more durable path to it. On a broader scale, economies thrive when resources are allocated well rather than hoarded. Capital that sits idle contributes little. Capital that is invested in people, infrastructure, innovation, or social good creates movement and growth. This is where the idea of helping someone contribute better becomes important. Not all giving is equal. Effective contribution means identifying leverage points where support can multiply impact. This might involve helping someone gain a skill, access education, start a business, or simply regain stability. Empowerment, not dependency, is the goal. Critics sometimes dismiss the idea of a rising tide lifting all boats as naive. While it is true that growth does not automatically benefit everyone, history shows that inclusive growth, where opportunity and resources are intentionally shared, produces more resilient societies. When fewer people are trapped in survival mode, more people can innovate, participate, and contribute. The entire system becomes stronger and more adaptable. Wanting more is not a flaw, it is human. But how we pursue more matters. When accumulation is balanced with contribution, wealth becomes more than a personal scoreboard. It becomes a tool for circulation and renewal. Giving more does not mean giving everything away. It means recognizing that lasting prosperity comes from participation in something larger than oneself. When we invest in others, we often discover that we have created more value than we ever could have accumulated alone.